Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks of Fitness, episode number 99. Thank you so much for tuning in. This episode is brought to you by Body Sculpt of New York's Children's Sports and Fitness Expo. Join us on Saturday, June 24th for the 14th annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo, which will take place at PS 92 in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, visit www.bodysculpt.org or call 718-346-5852. Meredith Shirk is a health and fitness expert, serial entrepreneur, traveler, and small business consultant, currently residing in Malibu, California. Meredith is also a certified personal trainer with the National Academy of Sports Medicine and the founder of Svelte Training, a multifaceted approach to attaining one's optimal lifestyle. Meredith has found that mental and physical well-being are both key pieces in the puzzle that can create the best, most happy version of you. Meredith prides herself in being completely honest, upfront, and truthful. This unique set of qualities has proved to be an unmatched source of connection with her clientele. In 2016, Meredith started to develop Svelte as an online fitness and lifestyle consulting company, and from ground zero, she took it to over $400,000 in sales in less than 12 months. Starting without a list, a real online product, a name, or an offer, Meredith molded her business partner and mentors, solidifying herself as an authority in her space. Meredith has been featured on worldwide platforms such as the Online Weight Loss Summit as well as the Diabetes Summit, where she shares her incredible story of success and loss over the past decade of working in the health and fitness industry. Here today to talk about achieving the Svelte life and more is Meredith Shirk. Meredith, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much for the generous intro. I feel like a rock star coming in right now. So thank you.
well, you are. That you are. And thank you for coming on the show. But before we talk about the Svelte life and how to achieve it, tell my listeners a little bit about you. Where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Santa Monica, California. So I now reside in Malibu, but I grew up in Santa Monica and I grew up with an entrepreneurial family. My dad started his own business when he was young, so I kind of saw him develop a keen sense of failure and growth throughout that process when I was a child. And so I went from being an entrepreneurial background to playing sports in college. I played water polo in college and I wanted to be a doctor, but I kind of weighed the differences between how much that would cost and how much time that would be. And I decided I didn't want to go that route. So I kind of did a hard right-hand turn and went into biology and bioengineering. And from there, I got really in tune with just the body systems, how things work, how things function. And being an athlete, I got into the mindset piece of this. And then after college, I started my own business and the rest is history.
Wow. So you pretty much got your father, I would say, was your role model, correct?
Definitely. Yep. Hmm. Yep. My mom and my dad. I mean, my mom was definitely right there with him, helping him develop the business. But I definitely saw my dad as a pioneer in his field. He actually did a lot with cars. He started in Florida and he just was a used car salesman. Hmm. And he worked for Goodyear for a while selling tires. And then they sent him to California and he started doing really well. And he said, you know what, I think I can do this by myself. And he just started his own business and actually retired at age 50. So he had a great run and an early retirement. So hopefully I can have the same trajectory as he did.
Oh, man, that's amazing. I think you're on your way. That's amazing. But now your father chose the car industry, the used car industry, but you're choosing health and fitness. Why is that?
I've always been an athlete and it just came natural to me. And I'm a science geek, so I really enjoy researching and doing experiments and seeing how things react when you change the settings or change different pieces of the puzzle. And so I was always sciencey, kind of geeky like that. And right. It just fell into place with health and fitness and being an athlete. And it just was natural for me.
Now, you first started your first business, the business that you're in now, is basically a fitness business, correct?
Yeah, I was just a personal trainer. I didn't have a studio. I'm lucky enough to live in California, and I started running it in California. I started Svelte training in California. So I used the outdoor environment before kind of there was a boot camp. I made boot camps where, you know, it'd be on the beach or it'd be on the trails or in the hills or in the pool. And so I challenged everybody with different environments, and that's kind of just how it started. It was just me, and it started growing and growing, and I couldn't really keep up with the pace that people wanted because I was trading time for dollars. You know, I was one person with many people, so it was difficult. So that's when I decided to try and transition online.
Wow. Now, are you still running the business yourself, or do you have other partners?
I still run this business 100% by myself. Now, there are certain facets of my online business that I do have partnerships with, but it's more affiliations where I can leverage my relationships with people. But it is Svelte Training is 100% owned by myself. And so I think it's like a boat owner, you know, is the same thing as having a partner. It's like the best day for a boat owner is when you buy it and when you sell it. I think the best day for someone who has a partner is when they have one and then when they don't, you know, so
amazing.
It's nice to own everything. But it's also, you know, you have to really dig deep. And, you know, if you don't do the work, it doesn't get done.
Oh, most definitely. Now, where did the name Svelte come from?
Svelte is actually, my dad used to call me Svelte when I was growing up and playing water polo. It means thin and elegant. And so that, it comes from I think it's a Germanic root. So I took that and kind of just said, you know what, it's not just about being svelte in your body, but it's about being svelte in your mind. Like, you want to be streamlined, you want to be efficient, you want to have everything in place where there's, you know, you're kind of cutting the crap out of your life and out of your lifestyle and out of your physical being and just being that svelte person.
Excellent. Now, how does this translate to your clientele? How does Svelte work with the people you're training?
I really think it's about really paring down to the most essential details in health and fitness. Like, we are so bombarded by so many different things on the internet, on billboards, on magazines, on TV. Everything that we see and hear is conflicting. And so what I like to do is just cut all the crap, basically, and get down to really what will help you achieve your goals the fastest, the most efficiently, without the extra fluff that a lot of people try to sell.
And how do you do that?
A lot of the times it's taking what people think they know about health and fitness or think they know about dieting or think they know about the next great label that they want to put on themselves, whether it's paleo or keto or vegan or ovo-lacto, whatever. And I take that and I say, okay, so why are you doing this? Is it because you want to do it, or you think it's, you know, it's like spaghetti on a wall and you're trying to see what sticks?
Right.
It's really about the mindset piece. So I try to pare everything down. I'm saying, well, you don't need this, you don't need that. It's very simple. It's not rocket science, but it takes commitment and dedication. And those are the two things that really set the successful apart from the unsuccessful.
And although you say it's not rocket science, you have a degree in science.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's not too sciencey. You know what I mean? It just takes, like I said, it takes that dedication, that hard work, and the commitment to your goals.
Yes. Now, and speaking of hard work and commitment, before you take on a client, do you assess their desire, their ability to focus? Are there certain criteria that their clients must meet before you take them on?
100%. I mean, you know, there are a lot of things out there, especially in this day and age, where they will take anybody just to make a buck, right?
Exactly.
And they don't really care about their results. But truly, in my online coaching program and business, if the client isn't ready, I cannot accept them. So it has to be a series of verbal commitments, not just when I'm on the phone with my client, but I need to see it with actions. Like, they need to be ready to change. They need to be verbally ready to commit to, you know, changing their lifestyle, identifying why they've been failing. And really, a lot of the reason is themselves. And it's hard to realize, but I need to hear that from them before I can take them on as a client, because you can take a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. They can have everything set out for them, but they're not ready to take that leap, then it's not going to happen.
Hmm. What are some of your successes, Meredith?
Clientele wise?
Yes.
Oh gosh. I mean, you know, it's easy to say X amount of pounds and X amount of days. You know, that's what everybody likes to see. It's or hear. Yeah. It's sexy. It's, you know, so in that regard, I've had, you know, 30 pounds in 30 days. We've had even more than that. But I think the biggest success for me is when people leave my program and they say, gosh, it's so much more than just that weight loss. It's about that lifestyle transformation where you've been treating your body so well over an extended amount of time that you don't crave that entire pizza, or you don't want that donut, or you don't want to go out and drink a bunch of beers because you know how your body reacts. And so really for me, the most success stories come from people having that mindfulness about how they've transitioned over a period of time in their mindset and how they feel and how they want to approach their lifestyle.
Hmm. What's the standard amount of time that a client will spend working with you, or you'll spend working with your client?
I like to keep it to 6 weeks because okay. I think that's enough time for me to help them create habits, but not too much time for them to get bored. And so it's like a very specific time frame where they can stay engaged, but it's intense.
Nice. Are you focusing on having your clients become independent of you as opposed to being dependent on you?
Yes, that's 100%. Like I always say, if by 6 weeks you need something, like you need another diet or you're searching for something else, then something went wrong in the process and we need to reevaluate how you're going to approach the next 3 months of your life. So really it's about, you know, getting hold of your lifestyle so you don't need anybody else. Like that's the whole point of getting out of this, you know, dieting cycle, is having the power to not really need a diet. Like, you know, no one wants to diet.
Right.
That's not a way to live. You should just be living, and the way you live is healthy.
Oh, most definitely. Now, do you stress organic eating, organic foods?
Yes and no. It's difficult because organic is amazing if you can afford it, you know, but it is more expensive. And so the first step for me is, okay, let's be focusing on whole foods. I need whole foods from you. Let's cut out the processed crap. Let's cut out a lot of the hydrogenated oils and trans fats, and let's cut those things out. And then we can graduate to organic if it's something that's within your means. You know, I hate to strap people for money who are on budgets, because it is more expensive to eat organic, but it certainly is something that is helpful and you can integrate into your diet, because we all know that accumulation of pesticides over time can do some harm to your body. But if we can do things step by step, it's a lot easier than just jumping in and saying, okay, you've been buying a boxed mac and cheese for 49 cents and now I want you to buy a tomato that costs $5. It's a really difficult mindset shift.
Most of the clients that you work with, do they come to you because they have a weight problem, or it's because they're trying to just get in better shape, improve their health? What are the reasons why your clients come to you? Why do they seek you out?
For the most part, it's people who have tried every single diet and nothing works. Mm-hmm. That's a really big, so a lot of it's weight loss. And then other times, if I'm working with elite athletes, it's about that body composition. It's about performance. It's about the mindset piece. So it's a range, but I'd say 85% is that, significant weight loss when they're down, when they're frustrated, when things aren't working, when they think they're different. Like it's all of those kinds of people that really, are in my arena.
Hmm. Now, as you know, most Americans today are overweight or obese, almost 2/3. But how much of this would you say has more to do with how we eat? Or how much of it has to do with the fact that we're not exercising? And how much of it has to do with the mind?
I think really, you know, basically you can't train out a bad diet. So
right.
I think it's more nutrition than it is exercise, but that certainly doesn't discount exercise or mindset because they're all pieces of the puzzle.
Agreed.
I think it truly is, the root of it is too much crap in our diet and not enough movement. And the mindset piece, it has to come, like if you are working with someone, it has to come first, but it's also the hardest. So it's skipped a lot of the time because
yes.
you can tell somebody to, okay, just eat this and do this every day. But if you tell somebody that they're responsible for their own actions and that they got themselves in this situation and that they need to get themselves out with guidance, it's,
yes.
it becomes, a high friction situation. So it needs to be approached very carefully, but I think mindset for long-term success is the most important, but obviously the nutrition and the fitness portion, it has to happen.
How do you get your clients to focus on, you know, their mindset, which is such a very important part of this?
It is a series of audio, video, and tactic, like where you're actually writing things down about, you know, really identifying where you are now, where you want to go, and what you believe is standing in your way. So those three things alone on paper will help you see more of a clear path. Mm-hmm. But then it's also about why you're doing this, who you're doing it for. Why is it so bad that you're in this situation? Because if you can identify the hell that you're in so vividly, then you can also describe the heaven that you want to reach. Do you know what I mean? So it's that difference between why does this need to change right at this very moment? Is it because, oh, I don't really feel great because I need to fit into these jeans? Well, that's not a good enough reason. It needs to be, I don't feel great. I can't fit in my jeans, so I'm embarrassed to take my kids to school, and so I've lost a connection with my kids, and from that, I'm withdrawn from my husband and my relationships, and then I can't perform at work, and so you start to see this whole downstream effect of,
right.
I just couldn't put on my jeans, but oh my God, this is actually running and ruining my life. So it just takes some digging.
Wow, most definitely, and you do a lot of digging to get to the root cause of the problem.
Yes, you do. Right. You got to ask a lot of questions and you have to push. But like I said, that's why it's forgotten a lot, or actually it's not forgotten. It's left out because it's difficult and it's uncomfortable for both parties to be asking and telling personal details about their life.
There has to be a certain amount of trust in you as well for your client to reveal themselves, correct?
Definitely. And that's part of where, you know, as a coach, I have to be vulnerable as well. You know, I can't be this person on a pedestal all the time. I'm human as well. And so to make that visceral connection with somebody and to build the rapport is so important, because if you don't, then they're not going to tell you anything. And then you can't help them.
You allow them to see your vulnerability.
Definitely. Or I try to be as real as I can with them.
Yes.
You know, if they're having issues, I say like, look, I understand. Like I'm a human as well. I have those wants and those fears and those desires,
yes.
but it's about being able to be mindful of those things and making the transition so that you're more powerful in the long term.
And I would also add that's about being self-aware.
Yes. You have to be very self-aware. That's really the first step, is that your own digging, because you might just say you want to wear that pair of jeans and you truly might think that's the only reason. And you don't know until someone prods you about it. And that's that self-awareness.
Yes, yes. Okay, so you started out just doing personal training where you have to trade time for dollars, as you say, right?
Yes,
that's
yep. That's what I was doing. And it was great. You know, you make good money, but it's there's a limit. There's an upper limit to that.
Yes. And so you found that online training was the best way to build your platform. But how did you build it from zero to 400,000 in 12 months, Meredith?
Affiliate networking, building relationships, finding something that works, and finding people who were in the space that did what I wanted to do, and asking them for guidance. And like I said, I have some partners in digital products, so partnering up with people that had big email lists and helping you know, give their list content, and then in return, you know, building my own list and doing affiliate marketing and pushing my product to their list, and obviously building reciprocal mailings and things like that.
Yes. And you did this in 12 months.
Yes, a lot of hard work.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it definitely paid off, or is paying off, right?
Yes.
Now, what other online businesses are you affiliated with?
A lot of health and fitness in this online digital marketplace, a lot of the health and fitness businesses are affiliated with each other. So it's like, you know, you trust somebody, you like who they are, you know, we're doing a podcast together. It's very similar to this in just the digital sense, where you get to know them, they get to know you, you get to know their listeners or their readership, and you kind of spread yourself that way while still maintaining your you know, your credibility and who you are to the core, because that's really what truly people are most, drawn to.
Now, your business, your Swelt Training, is this a global, or is it national, or is it international right now?
International.
International. So what other countries are you in?
I have clients all over South America, Central America, parts of South Africa, all over Europe. So, you know, the internet is a powerful tool, you know, so it's anybody who has a internet connection can get access to this program.
And are you talking live to your clients, or is this basically, because the time zones are so different, how do you keep track? How do you keep up to date with that?
So what I have done is created a 6-week program that's near fully automated with the content. And then once a week, we have a live members-only Q&A where it's just like this, you know, back and forth asking questions. It's much more streamlined, where I have people submitting their questions, but those are recorded. So if someone can't make the time, everything's recorded so they can listen to it and they can ask their questions, and I will address their questions even if they're not there. So there is a personal aspect to it. And there also is, really, if someone has a question, they email me. I usually don't email. What I do is I'll send them a voice message over email. I think it's so much more personal. I think it really helps me articulate what I'm trying to say to them. And also, it's just different. And so people really appreciate that.
Oh, most definitely. Now, is there, when it comes to the cost of a program like this, do you have different price packages depending on where you are as far as what part of the world you're in?
No. So it's usually a fixed price. I have a number of programs that are tiered. So yes. I've got a program that's $500 a month, a program that's $1,000 for 6 weeks. And then I have another program that's $1,000 for 6 weeks. So it kind of it's tiered based on what you're looking for, like how much accountability you need, what type of interaction you're going to be asking from me, because, you know, I wish I could give everybody all of my time, but it just doesn't work like that anymore.
Oh yeah, because there's only one of you and only so many hours in the day, and so on and so forth, right?
Of course.
Exactly. Now, how long has the online business been going on? Is it since 2016? Yeah. So basically one year. Wow. Where do you see it going in the next 5 years?
The next 5 years, really what I'm trying to do now, and this is more for the business-minded person who's listening, is what I'm trying to do is scale this business even more than it is scalable now. So the product is scalable, but the sales process, I need it to become more scalable in the sense that I need to make the sales process appetizing for affiliate traffic, meaning I need to gain email addresses from an affiliate based on a very streamlined process that I have, where I can analyze data and see how much I'm paying for a customer and how much that customer is worth. So I'm really working on the data side of things now. And then I really love the coaching aspect. That's really one of my favorite pieces. And so what I've started to develop is just more of a success-minded coaching business, masterminds, live events, get-togethers, where it's people who want to build an online business but just don't know how to do it.
Whoa, okay. So you're looking to build that type of a platform?
Yes, so that'll be in the future, but it's definitely something that people have been asking me about. So I've been gathering everything that I've done in the past year to put together in a similar course, but, you know, with more of a success driven mindset.
And this is solely in the health and fitness space?
Yes and no. It can be, this same process can be replicated really in the financial, personal development, health and fitness, tech. It just depends on really getting the platform, having the automated systems, and then dialing in your sales and data collection process.
Sounds really unique. Sounds something that would be amazing to have.
Yes, it's fun. It's difficult, but if it wasn't difficult to create, it probably wouldn't be that fun either.
Exactly. I guess, like you said, one of the things you have to figure out is your customer acquisition cost.
Yes. Yep. Customer acquisition costs and it's called, you know, cost per lead versus you know, your earnings per lead. So if I can pay X amount for 100 leads, but I can make, you know, 10x that, then it's worth it. It's just, yes, you really have to get your funnel dialed where you're tracking all of those numbers correctly.
Now, what is the core message that you're trying to convey through SWELT training?
Really, the core methods I'm trying to convey, I don't know if it would be core methods. I think it's more of a core lifestyle or approach to things. It's really is, okay, you are the captain of your own ship. So yes, we have to take responsibility of what we are doing and what we've done to our bodies and our minds. And it's up to us with the right tools to make the changes. So that's really, like, at its core, that's what I'm trying to show people, is that they have the power and they also have that weakness. So it's about identifying those two and realizing that you actually do have the power to change. It's just whether or not you're there yet.
Oh, so basically you have to assume the responsibility.
Exactly.
How do you get them to be more positive and to go out there and make a difference in their lives?
It's difficult because the human mind is a really fickle beast. I mean, it's driven by a lot of external factors, but for me, it truly is about, you know, today is today. Yesterday is something you cannot change, but tomorrow is something you have complete control over. So it really is about taking a good hard look at yourself and saying, what do I really want out of life? What do I really want to achieve? Do I want to be this person that's negative and down all the time and sucks the energy out of people? Or do I want to be the person that people come to and that are excited to see, and that you're excited to be that person and be driven? And it doesn't take an overhaul of your life, but if you can start little bit by little bit, day by day, piece by piece, then you can start making those changes. It doesn't have to be all at once.
They say Rome wasn't built in a day, so it may take a little while, but you can get there.
Exactly.
Right? And I think that's so important, the uplifting mood, spirit that you provide to your clients. I think people need that today. They want to feel like they can go out there and conquer the world.
Yeah, and they need someone in their corner. You know, it's we are so connected, but we are so disconnected. And so, you know, we see everybody's everything, but we actually don't have those relationships as much as we did. And so people often feel so lonely. And so you need somebody in your corner to help you and to guide you and to say, yes, it's okay to make a mistake. We're all human. Don't let it get you down. Mm-hmm. Move forward. Let's put one foot in front of the other and go for the next day and see if we can do better.
Yes. And speaking of loneliness, do you think that social media plays a role in
totally.
This?
Totally. I mean, it's crazy. You see, you only see the really amazing parts of people's lives on social media. You know what I mean? Like, they don't show you the nitty gritty because it's not fun to look at. And so, feel yourself comparing to others all the time. And that's a lonely thing where you're like, gosh, my life isn't as cool as theirs, you know, or you feel like you don't have as many friends, or, you know, you're so stuck on the computer or your phone or your iPad or your tablet or whatever it is that you've disconnected from the relationships that mean the most to you, like your kids or your wife or your husband or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your parents or your sisters, you know, or your brothers. It's important to have those relationships still.
So how can my audience find out more about you and your company?
You know, everybody can go to svelttraining.com. That's S-V-E-L-T-E training.com. And I've got a help button there that's always following you around. I've got Facebook chat there. So your audience is more than welcome to reach out with any questions or you know, if there's clients that want to get involved or people that just need direction, I'm happy to talk to whoever messages.
Okay, great. Are you on Twitter?
I am. So I'm on Twitter at svelte_training, and that is the same at Instagram, svelte_training, and Facebook is facebook.com/svelte_training.
Excellent. So I'll tag you as I put this up in about a week or so, okay? Hey, Meredith, this is great. You've answered all my questions, and I knew you would because you have all the answers.
Well, I don't know if I have all the answers. I think I'm a work in progress, but I guess that's something that you work on over time, is just that confidence in knowing who you are and what you're trying to achieve and not letting anybody stand in your way.
Oh, most definitely. Meredith, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks to Fitness, I truly want to thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a blast.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for my show, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeksoffitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya.